This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released guidelines for churches, synagogues, and mosques to reopen. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, the guidelines were released after President Trump threatened to override state governors if they did not reopen houses of worship.
The president says many governors have declared liquor stores and abortion providers as essential services and letting them stay open, but not houses of worship.
It's not right.
And says he's correcting the injustice.
And calling houses of worship essential.
He says governors must allow them to reopen right now.
If they don't do it, I will override the governors.
Though it's unclear he has the authority to do that. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had prepared reopening guidelines for houses of worship weeks ago, but the White House had been refusing to release them until abruptly shifting course. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China drew Western condemnation Friday over plans for a national security law that would quash Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam said her government will fully cooperate with the Chinese parliament to safeguard national security. She said the proposed plan would not affect rights, freedoms, or judicial independence in the city. But pro-democracy activists and politicians in the former British colony don't agree. They have for years opposed such legislation, arguing it could erode its autonomy, guaranteed under the One Country, Two Systems Agreement set out when Hong Kong was returned to China in 1997. The proposal could also heighten tensions between Beijing and Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States stood with the people of Hong Kong and warned that the changes could have an impact on the favorable U.S. treatment of the territory.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. A Pakistan International Airlines jet crashed into a crowded neighborhood near the airport in the port city of Karachi Friday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports authorities are still trying to find the cause of the crash.
The Airbus A320 came down in a residential area on approach to the airport. It was en route from Lahore. Thick smoke billowed from the scene where the Pakistan International Airlines flight came down. It's not immediately clear what downed the jet. A statement from the airline said it may have suffered an unspecified technical fault, and one senior civil aviation official told Reuters it appeared the plane had been unable to lower its wheels. Another aviation official said the pilot had given out a mayday call and circled on his approach to the airport. Witnesses say they saw the plane hit a mobile phone tower before crashing into houses near the site.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The United Nations is warning that COVID-19 could have disastrous consequences for millions of people in Yemen. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says aid agencies are working on the assumption that community transmission is taking place across the country. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke tells VOA aid workers are limited in what they can do to help people who fall ill with COVID-19. He says more than 30 key programs risk closing in coming weeks because money is running out.
If we do not get the money coming in, the programs that are keeping people alive and are very much essential to fight back against COVID will have to close.
The UN says it will need at least $2 billion between now and the end of the year to provide life-saving assistance, including COVID-19 prevention and treatment programs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The coronavirus pandemic has accelerated across Latin America. As AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, Brazil is the new hotspot in the COVID-19 spread.
Brazil reported more than 20,000 deaths and 300,000 confirmed cases on Thursday night, the third worst-hit country in the world by official counts. Experts consider both numbers are undercounts due to widespread lack of testing. Brazil's president has scoffed at the seriousness of the virus and has actively campaigned against state governors' attempts to limit movement and commerce.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.